absolutely fascinating. So, I'm
recording now.
No problem at all.
Can I introduce it then?
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. London Calling, David here. I'm out and about. I'm in Little Venice. I'm on the canal, and I'm talking to Chris, who's sitting on the barge that he owns. So, tell me a bit about your situation. Do you like having this barge, and do you like being here, Chris?
I can't tell you how magical it is. We've lived in the area for 25 years, so we've always been aware of the canal and always, you know, enjoyed coming down here. But during lockdown, it became something completely different. I think, like for many, many people, it was the place that people got attracted to in the local area. So we used it an awful lot more, and it was lovely to see it opening up over the last year and see how many people were enjoying using the canal. And it was just a chance moment. We were walking back from St Mary's Hospital, as it happened. My daughter had been unwell, and we just happened to walk past the boat, and there was a for sale sign in the window. Didn't really kind of react at the time. Me and my wife carried on walking. We probably got about 50 yards down the road, and we both turned around and just automatically walked back again. Took a photograph of the for sale sign, called the mobile number in the window, and I think we'd agreed to meet John like the day later. And I think the day after that, I said, yeah, I want to buy it. It was as quick as that. And we had no plans to at all. It was, it was the right opportunity at the right time. We were looking to replace my mother's house that we just sold, and my sister, who lives in France, needed somewhere to potentially come and stay in the country. And it really just seemed like, not even seemed like, it was an instant decision. Yes, this is what we need to do. My sister then arrived maybe 3 or 4 days later. And she had literally pulled into Paddington Station from on the Heathrow Express, was walking around the corner and said, guess what? We saw a narrow boat on the canal. She said, yes. I said, what do you mean, yes? You don't even know what I'm going to ask. She said, yes, I know what you're going to ask me. Yes, we're going to go and buy it. Can I see it now? And even before, literally coming straight off the plane, off the train, even before we got home, we had agreed to come and see the boat, and that was it. So we shook hands with John and took over ownership, and it's been wonderful ever since.
That's fantastic.
I think what we expected was that it would be an interesting project. We liked the area, and it might be fun to have something in the area. We didn't quite realise how addicted we would get to the boat, to the canal, to the area, to the space, to the ducks, to the people walking past. You've got a lot of people.
So it's all of these things then, the beauty of it,
community. The community is really important. They're a fantastic group of people here. Everybody knows everybody. You can't hide from anybody. I'm not the kind of person who particularly likes to live a completely public life. And I think I'm not entirely sure how I'd feel being on it full time. We do have a place up the road still, so you know, we come here daily to enjoy getting away. But I can't tell you how incredibly therapeutic this space is, to just walk 5 minutes up the road and you are in a completely different place.
That is beautifully put. Incredibly therapeutic. That is beautifully put.
It really is. It's a truly unique space. And then you start to learn about the history of the canal, which is even more fascinating. And then you're completely sold at that point. You know, only do you love coming here for the space, the tranquility, the peace, the beauty of it, that you just become fascinated in its whole reason for being here. Why are the canals here, and why have they transformed over time? And all through, even the smallest little details, like, you know, how did we get the towpaths? How did they appear? Why are they so significant, thanks to electricity companies, etc.? It's all those little bits and pieces that make it just such a wonderful space to be.
Fantastic. You must come on our Little Venice walk, and you come as our guest, okay?
I would absolutely
you get in touch.
Love
all right.
to. I would love to. I would definitely be in touch, and my wife will be so excited to meet you.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
As well.
I mean, do you know about the tow rope notches there in the corner of the house?
We do, yes, as well. And the most amazing thing to me, because as I said, lived here 25 years, it wasn't until we bought the boat that we actually saw the locks under the bridge. I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah,
not to just open your eyes and see something as obvious as that.
Yeah.
But yes, no, the bits on the ropes on the side of the house are absolutely incredible.
Fascinating.
And just how important the space is for everybody around here as well.
Yeah.
You must know, you've seen it develop over the years. from just over, even just over the last 2 years. I've used it frequently. I use it for walking. My wife works further along the canal, you know, so it's a regular area for us. And just over the last 2 years, I've noticed the number of boats that have increased on the canal. I used to be able to walk all the way out to certainly as far as Labbot Grove and Sainsbury's, and there'd only just be a handful of boats along the way there. Now it's almost kind of double moored all the way down. It's so popular on the canal here.
And that bird we're hearing.
the parrots, the parakeets.
Oh, it's a parrot.
Well, I'm not sure. No, that one's not a parakeet. No, that could be a blackbird calling at this time. It sounds a bit too... Yeah, that's probably a blackbird doing.
It's very nice. It's very satisfying.
Hello, John.
Chris, how are you doing?
Very good. Have you met Dennis? Have you met John before?
Hi.
Possibly we have. I run London Walks, the walking tour.
I was just coming down to say this is private property, you know. but it's yours. Yes, hey, look, the ducks, they're going to.
They're nesting, I think, in your bank over there, John.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Yeah. Can you see I've got a bigger one on Pepper Pot, and the coots make a nest in there.
Fantastic. Yeah.
How long have you been here, John?
Oh, I don't know, 15 years.
15 years,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Magical spot, isn't it?
Yeah.
John's does the walking tours. Dennis does
David
the walking.
David does the walking.
David does the walking.
Okay, so this is the Purple Palace.
The Purple Palace. That's fantastic. So that's yours, is it? Yeah, fantastic. So your neighbours.
Neighbours.
Just over the water.
Literally, we just shout out the window to each other.
Yeah. Fantastic. So your narrow boat has always been here, has it? It was here when the sign went on that you spotted.
It was here when the sign went on, yeah. But yeah. There was another boat here before, wasn't there? Gladstone was here previously.
Yeah, but this one was here. This one was here before that one came.
No, really?
Oh, yeah.
So they've been swapped around in between then?
They were my introduction to the canal. But yeah, because they had a narrow boat, but this one was always here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should tell you, John, you're going to be on the London Walks podcast. That's what's going on here. I hope that's all right.
Fantastic.
So let me, a question for you.
Yeah.
I think they lock the gates at night, is that right?
Onto the canal? No, not at all. You can come down anytime, day or night.
Okay.
The gates here and here, no, they're open all day and night.
Oh, are they?
Yeah,
because the question was going to be, well, if you're on the... if you're living on a barge and you want to get off and the gates are locked, do you clamber over? But
yeah, no, they're open.
That's
all
not
the time.
A problem.
And people can use the towpath 24/7. I mean, from 5 o'clock in the morning, people are starting to use it to go to Paddington, you know, for the trains going out.
Sure.
Not so much these days, but I come up to the boat anytime day or night.
Yeah.
Slightly different through there, as you can see, there's. That's a gated community, so that's private. Only the resident through there have access to that space. So this is kind of a little bit more unique from that perspective. Can we sit outside the gated community? We still have the same residential rights as all of the others. But yeah, as I said, it's just completely addictive. My wife has now offered to be a volunteer. We've taken over kind of managing this area of the towpath as
Fantastic.
Well, keeping the garden going, making everything look kind of neat and tidy, making sure everything's cut back, you know.
Yeah,
people aren't tripping over the roots and the leaves and stuff like that.
Have you taken it for a spin?
Very brief one. Uh-huh. But I need to go and get it blacked out. That's my next job. So
blacked out? What's
blacked
that
out.
Mean?
The blacking on the bottom of the boat. So every few years... you get the hull blacked out to protect it from corrosion in the water. And you have these effectively kind of little metal plates on the side of the boats called anodes, which are allowing the boat to sit in a pool of water, effectively something which is generating electricity sitting in a pool of water. Obviously, it's not a great idea. Anodes, I think, allow it to be kind of earthed and safe. You need to get those done every few years because obviously they wear off.
So you've got electricity, and how do you heat it?
I have a combination of electricity and a wood-fired stove.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any gas on the boat myself.
And where do you get the firewood from then?
Buy it. There's a guy who comes past every 2 weeks.
Seriously?
Yeah, a guy, huge barge. He's got Calagas, he's got bags, sacks of coal, he's got firewood and pretty much everything you want.
Yeah.
Even chemicals for your chemical toilet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he just comes past every couple of weeks and stops off and fills you up with diesel as well if you need it.
Yeah.
You
know, and so the water tank has to be filled up periodically.
Yeah, the water tank sits under here.
Uh-huh.
We have amenities here, so there's water and electricity anyway.
Uh-huh.
So you can see the orange cable feeds electricity into the boat. So I've got, you know, all the cooking utilities are all mains electric.
Does it have a name, Chris?
This is Scorpio.
Scorpio?
This is Scorpio.
Yep. You named it, or it was named Scorpio?
No, it was the name of the boat. It wouldn't have been necessarily a name that I would have chosen.
Sure.
I've come to like it.
Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to be considered bad luck to rename a boat.
Oh, is it? Is it? That's interesting.
And the only way you should rename it is by taking it out of the water, and at that point you rename it and then put it back in again. But it's one of those things. What do you name it to? Whatever you name it to is probably not what you'd have named it 10 years previously or 10 years into the future.
Sure.
We've just stuck with the name and kept it. So,
and narrow boats, are they like other vessels? Do they have a gender? Are they a she?
I think they're all she's, aren't they? I think all boats are she's. I'm no nautical expert. I'm still learning to tie ropes and run the diesel engine and things like that. But
so you're learning the ropes then?
Literally learning the ropes.
Yeah, fantastic.
From start to finish. Yeah. It's been a lovely project. I mean, when we took the boat over, it was pretty basic inside. So I've renovated all the way through the inside. Turned it into something we're comfortable with. Hopefully this summer, if the weather's good again like last year, I'll be doing the same to the outside and giving it another lick of paint and maybe doing some artwork on it. And
fantastic.
Redoing the sign. It's got a fairly basic name sign.
Did you give it a housewarming? Did you have a party for friends?
Unfortunately not, because we've only owned it realistically during lockdown.
Oh, I see. Yeah, of course.
So hopefully... I guess June the 21st or whenever it is, we'll be celebrating.
Yeah.
A bit sad because I assume we're not going to have the canal cavalcade this year. I doubt that, very much doubt that's going to be going ahead. I can't see how they'd manage a socially distanced
canal walks, and that's a different subset of walks.
Yeah.
It's not the Little Venice Walk, but they're all members of the IWA, the Inland Waterways Association.
Ah, okay.
And I'll find out for you if you want.
Yeah, we've got. Lovely.
You know, good connection. So you just get in touch.
It's
you were saying, oh, walks.com. Well, the email is london@walks.com. So
even better. Fabulous. Excellent. All right. No, definitely. We'll be in touch. That'd be lovely.
Fantastic.
Real pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I've got one more question for you.
Yes,
so
please.
If you take it out, Chris, nobody will park in your place.
No,
is that right?
It's my place.
Yeah, that's
no one's
fantastic.
Allowed to park, which is you know, we bought the space, not the boat.
Yeah.
You know, the boats are, well, I shouldn't say 10 to the dozen, you know, a boat's a boat at the end of the day. You know, you can import a boat, you can have a boat custom made, you can do whatever you want with the boat, but the space you can't.
Yeah, fantastic.
And it was the space that we wanted, and that's what we fell in love with. And I do genuinely think it's the nicest spot on the canal. If you watch it, I mean, this is a constant stream, particularly on a good day, you watch the constant stream on a Saturday and Sunday from about 10 o'clock in the morning till about 6 o'clock at night, just constantly people walking down here, they come down the steps, they stand there, they turn around and they take a photo this way. Literally, everyone does.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
It's just picturesque.
Yeah.
And I come down here just to get my bit of therapy in the evening. It's lovely.
Now, you know, I created this walk, I'm guessing about maybe more than 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, these mature plane trees, they hadn't cut them back. So they formed a canopy
over
the canal. It was just beautiful.
It must have been beautiful. What a shame to lose experiences
that. It's still very nice.
I imagine it would have been stunning to have them covering over the canal, that beautiful canopy as you go down.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well,
you've been extremely generous. Thank you so much.
If you want to
get in touch, pleasure to
meet you. I will absolutely get in touch.
And I think tonight I'm going to put up something. One of the guides is an art historian, and I'm going to put up something about Caravaggio. I post the daily podcast usually every night about 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
But I think 30 hours from now, you know, provided this worked, they'll be listening to Chris. So that's great.
Excellent. Look forward
Thank
to
Thank you
it.
Very much indeed.
Pleasure. Really love to meet you, Dave.
Okay.
Take
and
care.
Is it all right if I tell the guides about you?
Of course, yes. Yeah. We're down here most days, you know. I mean, I work from home, so I'm not here all day, obviously. You can go up the slope there, but it's the end.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
In normal times, God knows whether they'll ever come back. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine how frustrated my sister is. She bought the boat with me, and she hasn't been able to get over and see it since she was here in August. She hasn't been able to come back and see it again. So, and probably won't be able to later in the year, but anyway.
But in normal times, we do it every Wednesday.
Okay.
Every Wednesday morning,
yeah.
And every Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Fabulous. All right. Well, Saturdays and Sunday afternoons, we're nearly always here anyway. Okay. Wednesdays occasionally.
Well, when you're ready to go, if we get back and when we get back to normal, you just get in touch.
Lovely.
And I'll get you house seats.
Absolutely.
You and your wife and your sister, okay?
That'd be fantastic. Real, really lovely. Lovely to meet you.
Thanks a lot. Lovely to meet you.
To feeding the
Yeah. Cheers. Thanks.
Go on then.